Listening Library presents The Zack and Zoe Mysteries, The Lacrosse Mix-Up, by Mike Lupica. Read for you by Keith Knobs. 1. As soon as Zack and Zoe's teacher, Ms. Moriarty, had announced she was starting an after-school lacrosse club, the Walker twins were the first to sign up. "I didn't know you two liked lacrosse," Ms. Moriarty said, surprised. She'd been a star player in college and had always wanted to coach. Now was her chance to do it at Middletown Elementary. "We've been waiting for a chance to play on a team," Zoe said. Zack nodded. "We've even got our own sticks." "I always knew you two loved sports," Ms. Moriarty said. "I guess I just never asked if you loved mine." "You might not know it," Zoe said, "but our dad is a huge lacrosse fan. On weekends, he takes us to games at Middletown High School. He said if he didn't play basketball when he was growing up, he would have definitely tried out for the lacrosse team as an attack man." "We called them attackers when I played," Ms. Moriarty said. "And no, I didn't know that about your dad. Everybody around here just knows him for basketball." Their dad, Danny Walker, was the best basketball player ever to come out of Middletown. When he was 12, he'd taken his travel team all the way to the national championship for seventh graders. After that, he became a star point guard in both high school and college. Despite his small size, he made it all the way to the NBA. Now he worked as a sports reporter on television, covering the kinds of great athletes he'd once been himself. "Dad says that a lot of what he loves about basketball and soccer also applies to lacrosse."